Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we race toward the end of the 2017 legislative session, the pace begins to increase, and so does the level of anxiety. Although the legislature is only allowed to meet in regular session for 90 days every 2 years, nothing in the Constitution says they have to meet for 90 days. They can cut a session short if they've completed their work, and if they do, then every bill working its way through the process automatically dies. Good news if you're trying to kill a bill, bad news if you're trying to get one passed. We still have lots of bills in play, and three of them are up this Thursday at the same time in the same committee. They are Senate Joint Resolution 15, House Bill 477, and House Bill 609, and they're all being heard this Thursday in House Judiciary. Please grab a pencil and paper because it's time for legislators to hear from you. As you'll recall, Senate Joint Resolution 15 wound its way through the Senate back in February and eventually passed on a party line vote of 32-18, all Republicans voting yes, all Democrats voting no. The bill takes a shot across the bow of the Montana Supreme Court by making the determination that it would be an unconstitutional violation of the First Amendment should the Supreme Court enact the American Bar Association's Model Rule of Professional Conduct, better known as Rule 8.4G. That rule would make it an act of professional misconduct for a lawyer to engage in discrimination based on a person's sexual orientation. The definitions are written so broadly that a lawyer could be hit with misconduct simply for stating his opposition to same-sex marriage, which makes SJ 15 an important bill. If the court adopts Rule 8.4G, then the freedoms of religion, expression, and speech are all threatened. The freedom of religion is also threatened by House Bill 477, a bill to revise the laws related to adolescent treatment facilities. We call this the Pine Haven Bill because it directly targets a single Christian treatment ranch that operates outside of state control. Despite the fact that Pine Haven has been extremely successful at treating high-risk youth for roughly 50 years, and despite the fact that they accept no state dollars, there are those in the state that want Pine Haven to come under state control. In fact, when this bill was debated years ago, I once saw a bureaucrat pound on the podium and demand to be allowed to regulate. Pine Haven is successful because their treatment regime follows Christian principles, and they shouldn't be forced to adopt a state-approved curriculum. We've killed this bill for 9 years and we'll kill it again with your help. And finally, we have House Bill 609, better known as the Montana Locker Room Privacy Act. This bill would ban government entities such as schools from allowing boys and girls to use each other's locker rooms, restrooms, and showers. If it passes, it will be placed on the 2018 ballot for a vote of the people. As you can see, all of these bills are important, and we're asking you to contact the members of the House Judiciary Committee today. Please ask them to vote yes on SJ 15, no on HB 477, and yes on HB 609. You can get more information on our website at montanafamily.org, then either call the members of the House Judiciary Committee at 444-4800, that's 444-4800, or email them using the link on our website. Either way, it's important that they hear from you as soon as possible. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.